Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, our first program for 2026. I hope everyone had an enjoyable break. Let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph in Sydney, and the Courier Mail in Brisbane, all the same and surprising summer of tennis about the Aussie Open, and looking to see that Venus Williams says she's still relearning how to play at the top level despite turning back the clock in her opening round loss, while Carlos Alcaraz proved too big a hurdle for Queenslander Aussie Adam Walton. Talk about that later. In baseball, well, round 10, the last round of the Australian Baseball League, the Brisbane team, well, they beat Sydney there, well done, but finished fourth with 16 wins and 22 losses, so they don't progress now to the Championship Series, which will see Sydney versus Adelaide for the ultimate prize in Australian baseball, the Claxton Shield. That will be at Blacktown City in Sydney, best of three series, starting this Friday. In the NFL, American football, the divisional playoffs, Seattle defeated San Francisco. They'll take on the winner of the LA Rams and Chicago. Denver 33 defeated the Buffalo Bills 30 in overtime. They'll take on the winner of Houston and New England. And of course, Super Bowl, 8th of February, one of the biggest sporting events in the world. In cricket, well, it wasn't a good result for the Brisbane Heat after they lost their last game against the Sydney Sixers by 5 wickets at the Gabba last night to finish 5th, 2 points out of the top 4. Final start tomorrow with first place Perth taking on second place Sydney Sixers in the qualifier in Perth. The winner of this game earns the right to host the grand final next Sunday. Third place Hobart will take on fourth place Melbourne Stars in sudden death on Wednesday night in Hobart. At the Under-19 World Cup cricket, game one for the men, Aussies defeated Ireland by 8 wickets, with Queenslander Steve Hogan scoring 115 as the Aussies chased down Ireland 7 for 235. Take on Japan in game two tomorrow, then Sri Lanka on Thursday. The Women's National 50 Over Comp, Queensland Fire will take on South Australia tomorrow at Allan Border Field. Fire, top of the table with 6 from 6 wins. Well done. And in the Sunshine Coast, the men's first grade, two-day game started on Saturday. Caboolture taking on Nambour. Nambour all out 172, and Caboolture 1 for 28. Mitchell Buckley took 3 for 44 for Caboolture. The women, Caboolture second on the table. In tennis, well, in the men's singles, world number one, Carlos Alcaraz defeated Queenslander's Adam Walton last night, 6-3, 7-6, 6-2, in a very spirited performance by Adam. Aussies Tristan Skulcate and Jason Kubler both lost their round one games. There'll be 8 Aussie men still to play their round one games, including Sunshine Coast Dane Sweeney. And in the women, world number one Arianna Sabalenka won her opening game, as did wildcard recipient WA's Talia Gibson, who defeated Anna Blinkova, and a guarantee of just $225,000 for making the second round. Still 9 women to play their round one game, including Gold Coast's rising star Emerson Jones. As we mentioned, Venus Williams, the oldest female competitor at 45 years of age, lost in 3 to Serbia's Olga Danilovic. And of course, plenty of action with Aussies in the men's and women's doubles. Plenty to watch on TV. Listeners, short break, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And it would be very remiss of me not to mention 18-year-old English lad Luke the Nuke Littler from Warrington, who claimed back-to-back World Darts Championships the previous week. And the Nuke lost the first set, then won 7 straight to claim the $1 million prize money. He's only been driving a car for 2 months. He just happened to hit 73 180s during the tournament, and is only the 4th player to win back-to-back titles. Big future there for 18-year-old Luke the Nuke from Warrington. In football, the round ball game in the FA Cup, big upsets in round 3, Wrexham defeating English Premier League team Not Forest, and of course Macclesfield from Division 6 defeated current holders Crystal Palace 2-1, dancing in the streets there at Macclesfield. Fourth round, 13th to the 14th of February, 32 teams in action. In the English Premier League, Arsenal on top of the ladder on 50 points, and Man City second, 43, Aston Villa also on 43, and Liverpool fourth on 36 with Man United. Next round, round 23, Arsenal will take on Man United. In the Men's A-League, round 13, the Roar defeated Perth 2-1 in Perth on Friday night. Sam Klein and Chris Long goals. They're now fourth on the ladder, take on sixth place Adelaide the next Saturday at Suncorp. And in the women, the Roar played a 1-1 draw against the Western Sydney Wanderers over the weekend. Eddie Jansen, the goal scorer for the Roar women's team there, eighth on the ladder. They'll take on second place Canberra on Friday night. In basketball, well, the Hoops Fest was held in Perth over the weekend with all NBL and WNBL teams in action. Kings defeated the Bullets And on Saturday, New Zealand defeated Cairns. Wednesday night, this week, Melbourne United will take on the Bullets in Bendigo, and Perth will take on Cairns in Perth. Townsville, well, they defeated the Capitals 76-69. Courtney Woods, 20 points. Townsville, top of the ladder. They stay in Perth as they'll play Perth tomorrow night, who are in second spot. In Moreton Bay basketball, good luck to Clayton Richardson, recently elected as the president of the Moreton Bay Basketball Association. Well done there, Clayton. And congratulations to Sunshine Coast Phoenix White and Sunshine Coast Phoenix Purple teams in the Division 7 and Division 6 respectively, who the Under 18 Queensland State Basketball Championship winners. Caboolture Chuch, registration's open for the 2026 season in both juniors and seniors. Don't miss out. And Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League, round 1, 28th of March. Why do you say that? Because trials start on the 7th of February. Not far away at all. And Caboolture Netball, new mixed competition coming up on Monday nights. Open to age players 15 years and older. Commences 2nd of February. Registrations close the 26th of January. You certainly don't want to miss out on that either. And plenty happening in sport on the Sunshine Coast this summer. The Spinners World Basketball Tournament and the Queensland Beach Volleyball Tour held at Caloundra last week. Rugby League, the Brisbane Broncos will clash with the Sunshine Coast Falcons representative team on the 14th of February at the Sunshine Coast, and then the Melbourne Storm and Gold Coast at the Sunshine Coast on the 21st of February. We've got the AFL with three teams up close in action for training sessions during January. The Kite Carnival featuring the Australian Freestyle Nationals will be at Cotton Tree from the 23rd to the 26th of January. And the Queensland Oztag Junior State Cup held at the Sunshine Coast Stadium from the 30th of January until the 1st of February. And then as the summer comes to a close, all the surf life-saving clubs will converge on Maroochydore for the state titles. Youth Carnival, 19th to the 22nd of February. Seniors, 27th of February to the 1st of March. Plenty to look forward to on the Sunshine Coast. In the meantime, listeners, have a great week. Enjoy your sport and go to the Aussies at the Aussie Open Tennis in Melbourne.